Dispatches from the car.
Mama, Africa.
Audio reports from the World Social Forum 2011 in Dakar, Senegal. Produced for broadcast on campus community radio stations globally. In this segment of Dispatches from Dakar, we will hear an interview with Lungensilan Sebesa, specialist in land reform and democracy struggles in South Africa, based at the University of Cape Town. In this interview, we hear about the ongoing struggle for land in South Africa after the end of apartheid, popular struggles for genuine land reform, and campaigns against corporate land grabbing in the country, mainly around industrial mining, all occurring on the little remaining public lands left in South Africa. We're at the World Social Forum, and we're in Dakar. If you could just introduce yourself from Cape Town, South Africa.
Right. My name is Lungisilan Sebeza. I work at the University of Cape Town in South Africa, and I do research on land reform and the land question generally.
Okay. So land reform in South Africa, I would understand that you're facing some critical issues around the role of corporations in taking public lands for corporate development projects, mining. Could you talk about some specific issues in relation to land grabbing that you're seeing today in South Africa that you feel that people globally should be informed about?
Yeah. Well, the thing that must be said about South Africa is that land grabbing goes back to this 18th and 19th century. When over 90% of the land was taken from the indigenous people of South Africa. The percentage was changed to 87%, and in 1936. And this was the situation in 1994. So in 1994, black indigenous people had rights of occupation in only 13% of their country. The rest was in white hands. So this was the situation. And land grabbing in South Africa is not new. But what we are now observing is that even in the 13% of the land that was designated for black occupation, there is further encroachment. There is further what people would call land grabbing. And this takes the form of mining. And companies, corporates, who go to rural areas and grab land, remove people who are making a livelihood out of land, they remove them and set up mining industries.
Okay. Just back to the point when you said 13% of land set aside after liberation in 1994, the end of apartheid, let's say.
Yeah. Most
people would understand that moment in history as meaning freedom.
Right.
Access to the ability to have a decent livelihood for all South Africans. Yeah. The reality is very distant from that. But I'm just wondering if you could explain what that means.
Let me explain this. At the end of apartheid, official apartheid, that is in 1994, 13% of the land was reserved for black occupation. This was the case in 1994. And then in 1994, there was a land reform program, which was an attempt to try and redistribute land, return land to its rightful owners.
Okay.
But the land reform program, which is the subject of my research, and I've written extensively on this, land reform in South Africa is happening at an extremely slow pace.
Okay.
Only 5% of agricultural land has been transferred from white hands to black hands, and that is in the period from 1994 to now.
Okay.
So only 5%. What I was saying earlier is that in the 13% that was meant for black occupation, right, some of that land is now being taken. So instead of a situation where you would get 13% of the land which was in black hands, plus an additional 5% of agricultural land you are now getting a situation where 5% of the land has been transferred to black hands, but the land that they originally held is now being taken back from them. So we are not making progress. We are, in fact, retrogressing.
So land reform in South Africa, from your vantage point, has not happened in a meaningful way.
It is a dismal failure. It is a dismal failure, as I say, only 5% of the land. Yeah. And that 5% of land is not adding to that 13%, where you would say 18% of the land is now in black hands. Of that 13%, some of the land is now taken by corporates in the form of mining and so on.
A lot of people would say that freedom and land are very closely related. And so without land, talk about that in the context of South Africa.
Well, of course, I mean, no land, no, is central. And for me, land is not just about agriculture. It's not just about people living in rural areas. Land is central. No, it's at the heart of being a citizen of any country. In your country, if you don't have access to over 80% of land, because land is in private hands, what does it mean to be a citizen? So, yes, land is important for purposes of livelihood. We want land. People want to grow food and so on. But we need land for housing. We need land for recreation. We need land for all sorts of things that would make us through South African citizens. And because land is still in private hands, in white hands, the issue of citizenship in South Africa has not been resolved.
Mama Africa.
You have been listening to an interview with Lungensile Sabesa, specialist in land reform and democracy struggles in South Africa, based at the University of Cape Town. In this interview, we heard about the ongoing struggles for land reform in South Africa after the end of apartheid, popular struggles for genuine land reform, and campaigns against corporate land grabbing in the country, mainly around industrial mining, all occurring on the little remaining public lands left in South Africa. Music in this report by artist Makan J of Senegal. This interview has been produced for broadcast on campus and community radio by Stefan Christoph.